Basement Music is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K. You are tuned in to Basement Music, the show where we feature students by day and musicians by night. I'm your host, Veronica. This month, we're featuring solo artists Amy Lee Ray and Sophie Blue. Being a solo artist is definitely way different than being in a full band, so I wanted more of a glimpse into the solo artist scene, specifically in Minneapolis. Amy and Sophie are both based in Minneapolis right now and are also students at the University of Minnesota, so they gave us a very good perspective of the local scene here. We're going to talk to Amy Lee Ray first, who is playing us some new songs as well as a cover. So without further ado, this is Harbors and Havens.
That goes so easy and getting picked up just as fast. I used to cling to things, now I just try to detach. Hold on to what's there when you're coming in from the storm. Stay safe and dry, move on when the weather gets warm. I'm going nowhere and get left behind. Harbors are easy, havens are harder to find. I'm going nowhere, I'm being led blind. Harbors are easy, havens are harder to find. Spun round in circles and thrown like a dart from your hand. Can't go steady, and I never know where I'll land. And I could be safe if you didn't let everything drift. But I'm not the captain here, you can go down with your ship. I'm not the one to blame, and I'm not your curse if you left me here out in the rain. I'm going nowhere and get left behind. Harbors are easy, havens are harder to find. I'm going nowhere, I'm being led blind. Harbors are easy, havens are harder to find. Harbors are easy, havens are harder to find. Harbors are easy, havens are harder to find. Harbors are easy, havens are harder, they're harder to find.
Welcome to Studio K. Could you introduce yourself and tell us when you started playing music?
Sure. Well, my name is Amy. I go by Amy Lee Ray because Lee Ray is my middle name. I started playing guitar when I was 20, but my first instrument was viola, actually, at around age 10 or 11. So by the time I got to guitar, which I had wanted to do, throughout high school, it was a little bit of an easier transition for me, learning like fingering and stuff like that.
For sure. Even though like the positioning is totally different.
It's different, but I think the dexterity that playing viola gave me made it easier for sure.
So when did you start like playing shows and stuff?
Oh gosh. I think I had my first open mic when I was probably 20, 21. I remember being really nervous. I know, like, at my first or second open mic, I blanked out in the middle of one of my own songs. It took a moment. And then I continued. I've been mostly doing open mics for the past 8 years since I started doing guitar. So I've had a few gigs here and there, but nothing really big.
It's been a while then. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while. I've kind of been getting my life in order recently. So I had my first show when I was 28 at the Bits show for the U of M. So
And you're recording an album right now, or are you in the works of it?
I'm working on an album, currently trying to raise money for it. It's going to be 10 original songs, most of which I wrote before I was 24. I've just had a lot of work lying around. But yeah, my first original album is going to be called Coffee at Midnight. And then I have another album that I'm currently writing for called Pandora's Box.
Cool. Yeah. Do you have a release date planned for either of those?
Not really. It's kind of a matter of getting funds first.
For sure. Yeah. What's your influences or your inspirations for your music?
I used to listen to a lot of independent artists on YouTube. So people like, and you can look these up too, Megan Tonjes, Danielle Ate the Sandwich, Lauren O'Connell, maybe a little bit of Natalie Dawn in there. I also enjoy like Sufjan Stevens, Enya. But I mean, I really like rock music too. So I guess my influences have kind of changed over the years. I don't really pinpoint any specific influences, you could say. But mostly the ones that I mentioned from YouTube kind of inspired my early songwriting.
And you told me earlier that you're a theater arts major.
I am.
Yeah. Great. Is music kind of like a side project for you, or do you see like a future in this, and your future's more in like theater arts, or like...
Music's kind of taking over, actually. I'm 28 right now. I've actually gone through 5 different colleges and trying to find a program that I like for theater. And this is my favorite one so far. But it's kind of gotten to the point where I've burned out trying to get a degree. I'm actually about to take a break after this semester to focus on music. Do I want to go back into theater? Maybe at some point. I don't know. I certainly have a lot of projects for theater that I want to work on, but theater's been kind of put on the back burner.
And you put visions in my head. Well, you should have kept your mouth shut. I overestimated you and all the things I thought you knew about me. The illusion's dead and gone, and what I thought I knew about you has disappeared into a place I can't reach. And you said to me, I can't tell you to keep hoping, and you're always gonna know what you left behind. And I'm not waiting, okay, maybe that's a lie, 'cause I'm not taking no for an answer right now. You changed your mind, said your heart was a mess. Makes no sense, we both knew we still wanted it. I wasn't ready when you let me go. You weren't ready to let me go, and you were always gonna know. Never gonna
So you're a solo artist right now. Have you ever considered going into a full band?
Oh, I've tried. It's very hard to find people. The majority of my friends either like don't have time or have their own projects or just like don't play instruments. So, I mean, with trying to form a band, there are all those factors considered. And like I've tried to find bands to join, but usually the ads will be like, role of lead vocalist has already been taken by, and then it'll be the person who posted the ad. So, and that's kind of like most of what I could be able to contribute would be maybe rhythm guitar and vocals. Like I would prefer to sing if I'm going to be in a band. And I mean, like most people, you know, I have that ego where I'm like, I want to do lead. So, but so many people want to be lead that it's kind of hard to form a band around yourself.
You taught me not to wait for you and how I wish it was a lie. You changed your mind, said your heart was a mess. Makes no sense, we both knew you still wanted it. I wasn't ready when you let me go. You weren't ready to let me go. You weren't ready to let me go, and you are always, you are always.
Are you still like actively trying to form a band, or are you just kind of working on your solo stuff now?
I think I've decided to just try and work on my solo stuff. I mean, I have a few songs that I think would work really well in like a rock band, but like I want to get my own stuff out of the way first.
For sure, yeah. Are you from Minneapolis?
I am, born and raised, all 28 years.
Wow, yeah. Do you think that there's like a big solo artist scene here in Minneapolis?
Are you asking me if I think there are a lot of solo artists in Minneapolis?
No, like just generally, like do you think, because there is a big music scene here in Minneapolis, but I feel like solo artists are kind of like a niche, and I was just wondering if you think there's a lot of places for solo artists to go, or like do you think they're represented well enough, or is it harder for solo artists to like get into the scene?
I would imagine it's a lot tougher for a solo artist to get into the scene because people have to be invested in you as opposed to every other band out there, every other artist. Like you have to make people notice you, and that is tough. You are like, people say that things shouldn't be a competition, but I'm sorry, it kind of is. Like you have, like there's already a million things to do in Minneapolis. You have to convince people to go to your show. So that's already tough enough with people that I know, let alone complete strangers, you know.
What's your favorite show or open mic that you've ever done?
Favorite. I really like going to Plums in St. Paul. Another really good one is Moto E in Uptown. It's on Lindale and Wake. And that's a pretty sweet one to go to.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of draws you to those places?
For Moto E, the host is on top of his game. He has like lighting and everything, so when you play, like you can have like lights that like change color on you and stuff, and yeah, and he can also do like percussion on the side and stuff. It's pretty good. And a lot of talented people go to Moto E. A lot of people know it as Moto I, but I mean, I call it what you want, you know. But no, it's a great open mic. And then for Plums, again, the host there is also on top of his game, and it's just a really nice setup. And they also have a bass player that can play with you also.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can take us away with your last song whenever you're ready.
Somebody's high need is crowding my icebox. Somebody's cold one's giving me chills. Guess I'll just close my eyes. Oh yeah, alright. Feels good inside. Telly, wrestle with Jimmy. Something is bubbling behind my back. bottle is ready to go. Say it ain't so. Your drug is a heartbreaker. Say it ain't so. My love is a life ticker. I can't confront you, and I never could do that which might hurt you. So try and be cool when I say it this way is what it's that I wear for me that takes it further every day. Hey, so be cool. Say it ain't so. Of silence, you cleaned up, found Jesus. Things are good, or so I hear. This bottle of Stevens awakens ancient feelings like father, stepfather. The son is drowning in the
was Amy Lee Ray. Next up, we're going to talk to Sophie Blue, who has played in London, New York, and is currently based in Minneapolis. So not only did she give us a good perspective of the local scene here, she could also compare it to other scenes. First up, we're going to hear one of her latest demos. This is Floodgate.
Smoke like lust and dope in this room, and I'm cold. 20 degrees in November, please. I'd rather be alone. It can be warm when you make your body own home. He talked of dreams and skies and beers and dives in the road. I love the things that you're speaking of, but it's tough. I get it, man. We're stuck half in love. Since I never planned things straight, I'm just pushing it to the floodgate. Yeah. I didn't need help, but I needed a friend. We're only as strong as our best jokes in the end, and we laugh. So hard, I cried. I was so wrote you a song, but the words got lost. The words got lost. The words got lost in my heart. I never say what I mean to. Well, well, that's not entirely true.
Welcome to Studio K.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's just start. Can you introduce yourself and tell us when you got started playing music?
Yeah, my name is Sophie Blue, and I got started playing music when I was quite young. I guess I've been singing since I was as far as back as I can remember, and I started playing piano when I was about 9.
Great. So you're releasing some new music soon, right?
Yeah. So I decided that I didn't really know what to do with an EP. So I decided that I kind of wanted to, I had been trying to produce my own stuff, like heavily produce it and learn all the ins and outs of production. But I just found that my mind was not really quite equipped for that. And but I did know that I was good stripping things down, and I started to be more comfortable with that, kind of stripped down just myself and the piano. So I said, okay, well, what are these? These are demos, essentially. So I was like, maybe I'll do an EP, a self-release EP of demos, and then I can just use that, you know, as I go further. So that's what I've been releasing.
Great. Yeah. What's kind of your inspirations for the new music?
I mean, inspirations in general, I guess, have been, as you know, as I get deeper into some of those female artists that were comfortable and are comfortable just being on stage with not that much, you know, that you don't need a full band to make music. And that's where I kind of was like learning to be comfortable with that. So, you know, Fiona Apple and Martha Wainwright and people like that. I mean, Angel Olsen now I just like think is fabulous. And she kind of did that too. And, you know, Patti Smith and people like that. So that's kind of where I was drawing some of that inspiration. And also through my own poetry, and then saying, well, I don't have music when I do this poetry, so why can't I just kind of approach it from the same way?
Leading into my next question, would you ever consider doing a full band? Or
Yes, definitely. Okay. Yeah, no, I love that. And I often... my boyfriend plays guitar, and so sometimes we play together, and I play piano, and so I like that full. I like a fuller sound. I'm open to everything and anything. You know, I want to throw it all together in different ways. But what I have right now is just me. So, so I'm learning to kind of embrace that, I guess.
Someday you'll get there. Oh, can you talk about your writing process a little bit?
Sure.
Is it like lyrics first? Is it music first?
Yeah, it's most often lyrics first. I consider myself like a writer before anything that I do really in life. And so so I consider most often lyrics first, and then piano and chords or whatever else I'm doing. But sometimes a tune just hits you. Sometimes I'll think of the tune first like in my head, or when I'm messing around kind of playing piano, and then, but usually it's lyrics first or poems that I've written and then said, okay, maybe I can make this into something musical.
Find me in the warm place again. I wander the streets at dawn.
From New York. Mm-hmm. And when did you move to the Twin Cities?
I moved to the Twin Cities in September of, let's see, it would have been 2014.
Okay. What brought you here?
School. I was going to school. I am going to school at U. And And yeah, I came here. I took a gap year in between high school and college. So finished up high school in New York and traveled a little bit. And then finally decided to return to the land of like my family. My parents are from the Midwest. So
you were telling me you still travel to New York sometimes?
Yeah, yeah. I go there pretty, you know, on holidays and family weekends and stuff like that. And when I need to kind of get my fix of,
for sure,
of the big city. So
yeah. Great. And then you also told me that you studied abroad in London.
Yeah, I did. I did. I studied abroad in London, doing their cultural geography program. There. The Queen Mary University's cultural geography program. And it was an amazing experience. And I really think I kind of, you know, more than academically, more artistically kind of came into my own there. I felt really like that place really provided a lot of... not only inspiration, but like comfort for me to really express myself. So I'm moving back there after I graduate.
Wait, I'm thinking again. I take back what I said. Planes are trains, they take you away. And flight is a blessing when
saying you didn't really get into the music scene here until you traveled abroad.
Yeah, it was hard. I was going to house shows and hosting house shows and that kind of thing, but I wasn't performing getting my music out there the way that I wanted to or thought that I would have. I was doing my visual art more pronounced, you know, in a more pronounced way in here. So there were just things that kind of, I guess, just the way that things were flowing. That's kind of what took the that was at the forefront. And then when I came back from London, I really felt like I didn't feel equipped maybe before. And then I came back and I was like, all right, I felt like I've done some of this and now I really feel like I can get a handle on something. So.
Do you get a lot of influences from the location you're at, like versus Twin Cities, New York, or London?
Yes, and I definitely think so. I think that cities and spaces really have their own, deeply charged with their own energies. And so so wherever I am, I really feed off of that or don't feed off of it, depending on how it's affecting me. And also with the people that you're around or the people that those cities or places provide, you know, sometimes people are influencing you in a really great way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that is reflected in your music, or sometimes people are influencing you really poorly and that does reflect in your music. So yes, I do very much so feel like that.
What is your favorite place that you've played, like anywhere so far, and where is the dream place that you want to play?
That's hard. Let me think. My favorite place. Well, I played the Half Moon Pub in Putney in London, which is like a little kind of, it's kind of legendary, so to speak. And like, it's where like the Stones and the Who and Zeppelin really got, like, they played there. It would be like, you know, triple rock, like RIP, but yeah. You know, it's like where they kind of got their start, and Amy Winehouse and people like that came through there. So the idols, so to speak, the presences were there. So I guess I played there twice, actually, and both times we had just a wonderful crowd, wonderful energy, and just, it was really fun.
That's great.
Yeah. And then the dream spot, well, I don't know. I mean, same as, you know, I guess anyone, but I'd love to play the Roundhouse Theater in London. That's like, it has a great sound system, and it's not an amphitheater necessarily because it doesn't have raised seating, but it's a circular round house. And it's just, it's a beautiful space, and it's got so much history, and I'd like that.
Well, I hope you get there someday.
That'd
be
awesome.
Thank you.
Me too. Yeah.
You can take us away with your last song whenever you're ready.
Thank you so much.
I saw Stonehenge from a car passing by. I never made it to paradise, but I gave it a good try. I swear I'm real, I swear I'm alive. If I look dead, it's just because I'm not simulated. Just need some caffeine and a reason to dream in the end. And we're all just speculators riding on a wave. I'm nothing more than a soul with a face, but I'm proud to be a little trying hard in this big old world, even though for the light. And you are my mortal sin, and I'm your disease. Don't you ever call me biblical, but you're the Adam to my Eve. You can find me in the garden of love's truest earth. They say not to trust no one, but for what it's worth, trust set my lonesome spirit free. UFOs and magic folks, astrology and religion. We're all looking for something more than money and politicians. Well, I've been through the stars. I took a drive up on Mars. And I'll tell you what.
We are ending this episode with Stonehenge by Sophie Blue. Basement Music is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K.